Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹。
And welcome to the new young girl here.
Again.
Yeah, Tamara always brings some new people here. That's good.
Tamara 是常常有带朋友来，挺好的。
And also, one thing we all know.We are all new people. Why? Because if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
我们在基督里都是新造的人。
The old has passed, the new has come.
旧事已经过去。
You are all new.
已经来到，我们都是新的。
The old has passed, the old self is not your real self.
已经过去了。旧的我不是现在的我。
The new self is waiting for you in Jesus Christ.
旧的我，新的我在基督里面在等着我们。
Last time you talking about focus on God.
上次我们讲到定睛在神。
If you aim at God,
如果你定睛在神
，everything will be yours.
一切都是你的。
Why? Because that's what Jesus said. Matthew chapter 6:33.
因为耶稣说
，Seek first His kingdom.
马太福音第六章里面说，先求他的国。
All this material thing will be yours.
这些物质上的你所担忧的，其实它都会成为供应给你。
We do the opposite.
但是我们却很多时候求的是相反的东西。
We don't know the promise of God.
我们却忘记了神的应许。
We focus on all these problems.
我们却定睛在那些问题上。
All these worldly things.
这些世界上的东西。
We not only lose God, we lose ourselves, we lose everything.
我们不仅失去了神，失去了我们自己。
God is very simple. Focus on me.
但主说很简单。
Keep it up.
看天上。
Everything will be different to you.
一切都会为你而预备。
It's a very simple promise.
很完美的为你预备。
But why didn't we claim it? We did not claim it.
为什么我们不宣告呢？
Because we don't read the Bible first.
因为我们没有先读圣经。
Secondly, we are not humble.
第二，我们还不够谦卑。
We think we can do a lot of things.
我们觉得我们可以做很多。
And things not work out, then we pray a little bit.
但是很多时候我们不行的时候，虽然也有祷告一点点。
And that's why God has to give you problem.
但就是为什么神会让我们还
是在困难之中？ Because the problem will bring you closer to Him.
因为很多时候我们经历了困难，才会想到。
But you already closer to Him. Why did He give you problem?
但是我们为什么不到神的面前呢？虽然遇到这些问题。
When you focus on the Creator God, the source of life.
当我们定睛在神，他是创造一切的主。
The Bible promises everything will work out.
他如果定睛在他身上的话呢，所有的事情都会，都会自然会。
Come to me, I give you rest, because I'll take care of your problem better than yourself.
其实我们应该要更多的定睛在神。
And when I was younger.And my wife, she was a girlfriend at that time. She asked me, "What do you want from me?"
她通过一个女生
in your birthday,
来问 you asked her.
I asked her. She asked me, "What do you want? What do you want in your birthday?"
哦，她通过她的一个女生的朋友来问我。
不是 my wife. My wife now is my wife.When she was a girlfriend.
Oh, 当她们还是她的女朋友的时候
She asked me, what do you want in your birthday from me?
对，她就问说你生日的时候想要什么样的礼物
Okay, who give me an answer? What's the best answer?
You, yourself.
你们知道什么是
No.
我的给的答案会是什么
At that time, I was very smart.
那个时候我很聪明
Because I'm romantic, I know nothing like a little child
因为我很有这个浪漫的这个思想
I said, I don't want anything
我说我什么都不要
I just want you
我只要你
You don't give me nothing
你什么都不需要给我
I want you to be with me that night, that's it
我只需要你跟着我
And Jesus is very smart too
主耶稣也很聪明
When Jesus was in trouble and everybody abandoned him at the last hour,
当耶稣在患难中，其他人都抛弃他的时候
，and he said, "God, everything is possible with you."
他说，在你什么都是难成的事。
And Jesus said, "I know I'm not alone. I'm not alone because you are in me."
他说我不孤单，因为你在我里面。
All the disciples gone, but Jesus said, I'm not alone, I know, because God is with me.
但主说神在我里面，我不孤单。
You never are alone when you are Christian, because God is always in you.
就永远都不孤单。
Through the Holy Spirit.
基督徒，因为在圣灵里面，你是不孤单的。
And you don't need anything else. You just need God.
你别的都不需要，你只需要神。
He who has God has everything.
有神的人什么都有。
He who seek the God more than anything else will get everything.
寻求神超过一切的。
He who seek the gift more than the gift.Going to get everything.
就你寻求的是那个给予的人的话，你就得着了一切。
Sometimes we forget, we just look at the gift. Hey, this is good. Every time we seek the gift, and we don't make the gift happy.
但很多时候我们就只是定睛想要看礼物，却忘了要去看关注那个给礼物的人。
That's the problem. God has everything for you, and you don't want Him. You don't. Each time you ask for a gift.
这是个问题，很多时候我们问的 是那个礼物，不是给礼物的人。
You must focus on
你应该
the giver, not the gift.
在那个给礼物的人，不是那个礼物。
Usually when we receive a gift, oh, that's beautiful.
通常你拿到礼物啊，这个礼物很好。
But most of time you ask, hey, who's the giver?
但更多的时候，你要知道这是谁给的呢？
The gift is more important than.
因为就是给礼物的人才是更重要。
And the Bible says, "Seek first His kingdom."
圣经上说，先求他的国。
All this will be given to you.
这些都会加添给我们。
You don't need to worry. It's like a little bird. The bird just keep singing, just doing his or her job.
那个小鸟，他每天都在唱歌。
And God will give him everything.
唱歌就是他的工作，神就给了他一切。
He doesn't worry.
他没有担忧。
So, be smart.
我们聪明一点。
You don't need to ask for anything. You ask God, I want you.
你不需要求什么，全部其他的。我们说，主啊，我要你。
And you pray the prayer according to the Bible.
你就照着圣经的话去祷告。
Seek first.
求他的。
The kingdom.
他的国。
And all this will be given to you. Claim it.
都会给我们，我们就宣告他。
Because when you do that,
因为我们这样做的话呢,
seems like you ask for nothing.
是, 好像是我们什么都不是。
But you ask for everything because you ask God.
但是你求到了一切, 因为你有了神, 你定睛在他身上。
And the Bible in the Old Testament, a lot of time, you know, they always talk about in Psalms and in the history.
在圣经里面, 在诗篇啊, 在历史书上。
And a lot of kings, they focus on God. My eyes on you. The battles belong to you. I don't need to worry. And they start to thank God.
很多的王，当他们定睛在神的身上，他们打仗的时候，他就感谢神，心仰望神。
God will give them the victory.
神就把胜利给了他们。
Today we read a little passages.
今天我们读一些。
We have read it for many times, but
读过很多遍。
But there are many interpretations in this passage, John 15. At least you can derive at least 100 sermons from there.
第十五章，你要是
John 15，
你要是仔细去研读的话，你会花好几篇道来讲。
Okay, we look at John 15.
约翰福音第十五章
，verse 3，
第三节。
Okay, put on that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll read.
Okay.
现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。You're already clean because of the word
I've spoken to you.
Verse
3.
Yeah,
this is... Verse 5.
Oh, verse 5. Okay. 我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
Continue.
人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来，扔在火里烧了。If anyone does not remain in me, He's like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. 你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
Continue.
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。你们也就是我的门徒了。This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples.
Verse 9.
As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. 我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要常在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in His love.
Okay, that's good. And the last one is that the
最后一个是
continue one more 11.
Yeah, sure. I have told you this.So that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. 这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们里面，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
In this passage, the key word, one key word, we just need to
在这段话
grasp it.
你有一个关键词，你要抓住。
It's remain.
就是常在。
You need to remain.
你要常在。
In God,
神里面
in Christ,
在基督里面
in the Holy Spirit,
在圣灵里面
in the Bible, that's 164 times talking about in Christ,
在圣经里面有164次讲到在基督里面
After the Bible, in Galatians chapter 2:20, even talk about no longer you live, but Christ live in you,
在圣经里面第二章二十二节里面讲到说不再是我，而是基督在我里面活着。
And because He loved me,
因为他爱我
，and sacrificed His life for me,
他献上了生命为我。
Each of you is a new creation, no longer
每一个人都是新造
的。No longer you live, but Christ lives in you.
不再是我们活着，而是基督在我们里面活着了。
From God's perspective, Christ is your life.
所以从这个神的角度来看的话呢，from God's perspective.
Christ is your life.
基督是我们的生命。
Colossians chapter 3, right? Not only that, and when Jesus prayed the last prayer, you are in me, I am in God, and God's in you, then we are united in a union.
这个就是耶稣最后的祷告里面就讲到说，神在他里面，他在神里面，他们俩就联合在一起了。
In order to In this world you have trouble, Jesus said, but in me you have peace, you have joy.
在世上有苦难，但是你如果在基督里面的话，你就有平安。
And Jesus many times said, do not worry, do not worry about tomorrow.
讲了很多次，不要忧虑，不要为明天忧虑。
How do we do that?
但我们怎么能做到呢？
The key is very simple.
关键点很简单。
Is remember to remain
就是记住
in Christ, remain in the vine.
基督藏在他的葡萄树里面。
The branches cannot bear fruit by itself; it must root it.
因为枝子本身不会结果子，它一定要跟这个葡萄树连在一起。
It says right here
才可以。
Verse 5, I'm the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me,
五节说的，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。如果你藏在我里面。
You will bear much fruit.
你就会多结果子。
But apart from me, you can do nothing.
但如果离了我，你们就不能做什么。
That is at least 6 or 7 times Jesus talk about here. Remain in me. Remain in me.
有六几次，他不断的说，藏在我里面，藏在我里面。
That's why Christ.
这就为什么基督。
In me is a major concept of Paul's episodes.
这就为什么 在这个里面的，就是说在我里面藏在我里面的是个
164 times，
有164次已经。
So we probably don't know what do you mean by in Christ.
可能我们不太了解说。
But today we're going to learn something. When you are in Christ, you don't have worry.
但是我们知道说，在基督里面呢，我们就不会有忧虑。
So there are three aspects we're going to talk about today in Christ.
有三个层面，我们来。
According to John 15,
来理解什么叫做在基督里面。
The first thing is you must.
第十五节里我们
可以了解到 in Christ means you must in fellowship with Christ.
首先
in fellowship.
在基督里面呢，你就要跟基督有个相交。
Secondly, in partnership.
第二就是跟他有一个有个同门的一个连接。
Finally, the lastly is relationship.
第三呢，就是跟他有一个关系。
If you are not sure what that means, C.S. Lewis give me some idea. There's only three ships.Ship, you know, everyone know a ship, right?
如果你不知道是什么意思的话呢？C.S. Lewis 他其实给了一个很好的一个说法。
In life, there's three ships.
很多的羊，很多的羊。
This three ship must be in the right proportion and right position in order to move together.
哇！哦，船，在我们的生命里面呢，有很多的船，每个船呢都要有一个适当的一个分配。
And that is the first.
运动的方
向。The first ship is fellowship, fellow.
哦，这个 ship 也是刚好是英文单词，是船那个 ship。第一个 ship 就是 fellowship， 就是跟神有个相交。
The second ship is partnership.
第二个船呢，也是英文单词，这个 partnership 的意思就是跟神有一个同门的一个连接。
The last one is relationship.
第三个呢，就是 relationship， 就是英文单词这个 ship， 就是也是关系的意思。
There's a famous TV drama is called Love Boat。
有个很有名的一个电视剧叫做
Love Boat， Tamara Love It，
就是
right? Because about romantic story，
爱之船。
In a boat， boat means actually is a cruise。The first is
fellowship, 就是团契。
Fellowship in Chinese is 交流 fellowship.
交流
交流
means constant communication, constant sharing all these things, right? You need fellowship.
跟神相交的意思就是很多的沟通。
In order to make a relationship work, right? You need fellowship, talk to each other.
如果你要有这个建立一个关系的话，你必须得有经常的交流嘛，对不对？
Second one is a partnership.
第二个
because you and God is a partner. He's a big partner. You are a small partner.
他是大的一个他合作者呢，他是大头，我们是小头。
Jesus said, "Come to me."Learn from me. You take the yoke from me. You take the little yoke. I got the bigger yoke. Follow me.
学习，他说我在恶的话呢，在恶这个方面呢，他担的是大头，我们是小头。
Then you find rest in for your soul when you are in trouble. Right? You find rest for your soul.
你就会在他里面找到安息。
So it's a partnership, right?In business, you know what's a partnership.
所以这个
in marriage, you know what's a partnership.
这个同门这个连接的话，在婚姻里面，你知道这个是什么意思
？Takes two to dance, right? You cannot dance、
这个、
by yourself. No,
这个你要
就
像最好的是跳舞的话，你得两个人一起来跳。
But you must work together.
但你得两个人一起来。
In a partnership means that's a part for God, a part for you.
这个同门的这个合作的关系就是一。部分是神，一部分是你。
You cannot say I aim at God, I do nothing.
你不能说我定睛看神，但我什么都不做。
God wants you to do nothing about the earthly thing. He wants you to do a lot of things about the heavenly thing.
他不希望你呢做太多是关于世界上的东西，他叫你多关注在是天上的东西。
Most important is the relationship. The relationship determines everything.
最重要的是关系，因为关系是决定了一切。
If someone come up to me, you know, give me the money, why should I give you the money?
如果有人问我要钱，我为什么要给他钱呢？
But if my son come up to ask me for money,
但如果我的儿子问我要钱，
I have no choice.
那我什么我别无选择。
If I borrow money, I have to give him money.
就是我借钱也要给他。
Why? Because the relationship.
为什么呢？因为是关系。
You and God has a relationship.
如果你和神有个关系，
Your prayer is different from the non-believer's prayer.
你的祷告跟那些不信神的人的祷告是不一样的。
You are in a family.
因为你是一个是在这个家庭里。
God has an obligation to give you.
神首先就
what you ask.
神应该首先要给你，你问的你要的是什么，他都要首先要给
你。And Jesus in Matthew chapter 7 talk about seek, it will be given to you.
在那个马太福音第七章里面讲，就是说你要寻求，他就会给你。
Lock the door will be open for you.
你叩门，他就给你开门。
Why? Because you are children of God.
因为你是神的儿女。
But also the Bible says.
但同时圣经也说，
If they ask me for something, tell them I'm not going to answer. I don't listen to their prayer.
但是你。他问我要什么，我不会听。
In Jeremiah three times, I don't listen to the prayer.
在耶利米书里面讲的时候，我不会听他任何的祷告。
Because they are sinful people.
因为他们是罪恶中的人。
You say I also sinful too.
但你会说，哎呀，我们也是罪人。
But according to Romans 8, from God's eye, you are not sinful. You are like Jesus. Christ is holy.
第八章里面，你要在基督里面呢，你是反而是圣洁的。
You already a new creation.
你已经是新造的人。
You already holy.
你已经是圣。
You already children of God.
你已经是神的儿女。
Otherwise, you cannot pray to God.
不然的话，你没法祷告神，因为神是圣洁的。
So that's why your prayer is powerful.
这就是为什么祷告充满了力量在这里。
Matthew 18:18.
在马太福音第五章。
Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
在地上捆绑的，在天上也要被捆绑。
Whatever you loose on earth will be loosened in heaven.
在地上释放的，在天上也要被释放。
Why?
为什么？
Because you are God's children.
因为你是神的儿女。
Your prayer is powerful.
你的祷告是大有能力的。
Even your prayer may be ignorant.
也许你的祷告是有点可能无知。
Your prayer may be just childlike prayer.
就像是小孩一样很幼稚天
真。And you asking for a stone.
你要的是一个石头。
The Bible said, "You ask for stone, God will never give you the stone."
神说你要石头，我不会给你石头。
God only give you bread.
神只会给你饼。
Even you ask for stone, He will give you bread.
即使是你要石头，他是尽量给你。
But if you keep on asking, the stone is bread.
但是你不断的要这个石头，不是这个饼。
Keep asking for ice cream is good for you.
但你不断的是要这个冰淇淋。觉得这个对我好。
And God said, okay, why not?
但神说，
let him try the stone.
好，那你就尝一下石头吧。
Then they really learned the lesson.
然后你就学到功课了。
Well, you know my story, my son want ice cream every day. He doesn't eat dinner. But my wife said, what are we going to do?
每天都要冰淇淋。
I said, okay, give him 10 days in a row all ice cream.
我的太太说不知道怎么办。
After two days, he tell,
连续十天你就都给他冰淇淋。
I don't want this anymore.
等到后面他就说我再也不要。
Sometimes you know, let them try.
有的时候你就让他尝试一下。
But God always give you the best.
但神永远都
not only God will He love you, He has an obligation to give it to you.
最好的，这是他该做的，他认为他应该要给你的。
So don't underestimate your prayer.
所以不要小看你的祷告。
Even your prayer.God knows before you ask Him because He knows what you need.
甚至在你祈求之先，他就已经知道你的需要了。
But still, He wants you to pray.
但他仍然希望你能够说出来。
What's the reason?
祷告出来。
What's the reason?
为什么
He wants you to pray?
为什么还要祷告？既然神都已经知道了。
God wants to listen to your voice.
神想要听你的声音。
God wants to see you.
神想要见你的面。
What you talk about is not important.
但你说的什么不重要。
What you talk about is basically, from God's perspective, is basically garbage.
其实很多时候你说的都是垃圾话，神也知道。
We don't even know what we want. But
我们都不知道我们要的是什么。
God wants to hear from you when my child was a baby.
很想要听你的声音。
He talked about crazy things.
但我的孩子很多时候说了一些很疯狂的一些东西。
But actually, I pretend to be a child, talk to him in his level.
但很多时候我也装着好像我也是小孩跟他一起对话。
Same thing. We, the Bible said we are like a child. We ask for something. We don't even know what it's about.
我们是就像个小孩，我们都不知道我们求了什么。
But God knows our need.
但神知道我们需要的是什么。
He give you the best.
他会给你最好的。
And but we don't want the best.
但很多时候我们不要最好的。
That's the problem.
这是个问题。
But he still continue to give you the best.
但仍然他还是给我们。
Also, he want you to learn the mature prayer means you aim at him, not the things.
很多时候，但我们就应该要学习怎么样去啊、学习一个。成熟的祷告是定睛在主里
面。Because he who has the giver has all the gift.
定睛在是给礼物的人。
You're not going to miss one.
这样你就不会失去了。
Here is that's why Jesus said right here.
这里主耶稣说了。
Chapter verse 4.
第四节。
First remain in me, then you will bear fruit.
在我里面你就会结果子。
Apart from me,
如果离了我
you will dry up.
你就会枯干。
You will wither and is good for nothing except for fire and burn.
你就会枯干，你就会被火烧。
So the first thing is we must continue remain.
首先，我们要留在。
Not in the world, not in yourself.
不在这个世界，不在我们里面。
You cannot trust yourself. You cannot trust even your boss.
你不能相信自己，也甚至老板都没法相信。
You can only trust in God who loves you, who created you, who knows your need.
你要信靠神，他是创造你的神。
Because apart from me, you can do nothing.
因为离了神，你什么都做不了。
So the second remain in me is verse 7.
第二个啊，第七节里面说
，If you remain in me, my words.Remaining.
如果你藏在我里面，我的话就藏在你们里面。
Means
意思就是
，God wants you to know His will.
神要你明白他的心意。
To know His will, we must read the Bible.
明白他的心意的话呢
，We must meditate.
怎么明白他的心意？就是
Otherwise, your prayer will be totally
神的话语
loose. Means you don't know what how to pray the right prayer.
要冥想，不然的话，我们都不知道怎么祷告。
The first thing,
首先
remain.Fellowship with God is the first thing is to read God's word.
有一个交通交流的话呢，就是要读他的话语。
Secondly, when you read God's word, your prayer will be right on the money.
当你读神的话语的时候呢，你的话呢就会 right on the money.
Yeah, means God will guide you into His truth.
就是他的话语会把你带到他的真理里面。
And God will, because you have God's word in you, then your prayer will be according to God's will.
因为你有神的话语的话呢，神
Not my will, your will be done.
你的话语，他的话语就把我们带到神的心意里面去，不是我们的心意，而是神的心意。
So that's two fellowship here. Here,
所以
read God's word. Even you read one word and pray according to God's word, then.Your prayer will be answered.
所以你的祷告是照着神的话语去祷告的话呢，你的祷告就会被答应。
How God answer your prayer?
神怎样回应你的祷告呢
？And Jesus talk about it in John chapter 5.
主耶稣在这个约翰福音第 chapter 5第五章
yeah, chapter 5.
Oh, verse 5第五节。
Chapter 5, we read that too.John chapter 5.
第五章
Then how to pray according to God's will.
这边讲的是怎么样祷告呢？怎么样是照着神的意思去祷告呢？
The first thing is that the
首先呢就是
When you pray
当你祷告的时候
WhenJesus said, when two or three people pray together,
当耶稣说两三个人
I will be with you.
祷告的时候，我就会与你同在。
And verse 29 is,
第二十九节
Because I seek not to peace myself, but peace you.
因为我们寻求的这个和平呢，不是我们自己的和平，而是跟神的一个和平。
Even you don't know the Bible, your prayer is to please God, or you ask for something to please God, and God will grant your prayer accordingly.
因为你的祷告呢是讨神的喜悦，这样的话，神他就会答应你的祷告。
So we need God to as a partner, it's like a partnership too.
我们需要就跟神有这样一个同盟的合作。
In order to walk with Him,
就是跟神同行。
Partnership means if you follow God, you will bear fruit.
跟神这个同盟合作呢，你会结出。
God will answer your prayer.
神会垂听你的祷告。
It's a partnership. You go together. When you have a partner, and if the partner is strong, you will be strong too.
当你有这样一个同盟的伙伴的话，你的同盟的伙伴是强壮的，这样你也会强壮。
If you apart from Jesus,
但如果你离开了基督，耶稣
，and you are not in Him,
你不在他里面
，you don't fellowship,
你不跟他
有任何交流 ，you don't read the Bible, you don't pray,
你不读圣经，你也不祷告。
And you cannot bear fruit either.
所以你就不能结果子。
God cannot work for you because you do nothing. You know, it's according to His will. You don't even know His will.
神不能，神就没法为你做什么，因为你都不知道他的心意。
So the connection is very important. Remain.
这个连接很重要。
Remain in God's word.
藏在神的话语里。
Remain in prayer.
藏在祷告里。
So that's called fellowship.
这个就是跟神的一个交流。
And in Acts 2:12, the early disciples, they always read the Bible, pray together, doing all these things together.
主的门徒们就常常在一起祷告。
Fellowship is the key thing what they do daily, every day.
一起有个彼此的一个连接。
That's why last time we talked about you have to pray 30-40 times every day. You don't have to pray long prayer. You connect, keep connecting, remain. You remain in
Him. 我上次说每天要三四十次的这个祷告，不需要一个长祷告，但你就多多祷告的话，就不断的跟他连接。
Then you don't need to worry about too much.
这样你就不用太担忧别的东西。
And because God will tell you what, try to help you, give you peace and all these things.
因为主会帮助你，会给你平安。
And last week, what happened is that the
上个星期
when I went home,
我回家的时候
and suddenly I find
忽然我发现
our home only 3 houses there.
我家里只有三四个房子那里
is blocked off.
忽然间被堵了
and the hydro, you know, car is working on the tree.
Hydro car.
The hydro, they have those trucks.
Oh, oh, 就是那个
electricity.
就是那个
DC hydro.
DC hydro 那个电水电公司的那个人在弄那些东西。
And when I turn on the light, there's nothing there. I know, oh, something's wrong. The electricity is gone.
我一开灯的话，灯不亮，我知道哦，有出问题了。
Remember. Couple weeks ago, I talked about the tree coming down from my hotel.
上次我讲说
almost killed someone, right?
在我的 motel 那个地方，那个树倒下来，差点就把人给砸死了。
Now, 2 days ago, the tree come down.
但是两天前，那个树倒下来。
Within the free house we have a common tree somewhere there. It came down, and all this wire.Is also crushed too.
树倒下来，因为那个周围那些有房子，但把那个电线就给砸断了。
So we are separate from the source.
所以我们就跟这个电的源头就断开了。
Nothing works.
就什么也做不了。
In this world, we have trouble. That is the thing you talking about.
这个世界上就有很多我们这里讲到的事情。
But once you connect to God, once you remain in His word.
如果你跟连接在一起，跟神的话语连接在一起
，then you feel good.
这样你心里就会有美好的感觉。
Then suddenly the Bible come out from my hand.
忽然间，神的话语那个时候临到我。
That's why God's word is so powerful. Then I pray about that.
神的话语是很有力量的。
Come out is the Psalm 127. Let's read that.
就是诗篇一章。
127。
哦，127篇诗篇。
Psalm 127. Elvin, you can read it.
好。若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然惊醒。Unless the Lord builds the house, its builder is labor in vain. Alas, the Lord watches over the city. The watchman stand guard in vain.
Continue.
你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭本是枉然，唯有耶和华所亲爱的必叫他安然睡觉。 In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves.
Nothing is by accident.
就是没有什么是偶然的。
This happened, we know.
这些事情发生的话呢，我们就知道有必有原因。
The first thing I think, hey, no,
首先我想到
this is pretty bad luck, right?
啊，这个真的很不幸。
And trees in my business they come down. Now is the in my house they come down.
我做生意的那个地方树倒下来，现在我住的地方树又倒下来。
This will happen, you know, so frequently. It's just almost like you win the 649 almost.
这个这么频繁的发生的话呢，你今晚你可以中彩了。
But I know why, because I was preparing this passage.
但我知道，因为我要准备的讲的道就是这个地方。
Apart from me, you cannot do nothing.
离了我，你什么都做不了。
First, the tree from the business come down.
首先，那个在我工作的那个地方
to illustrate,
树倒下来。这个
this tree is dead if they don't remain in the big trunk.
就像我展示的，这个树的话呢，它枯干了，因为它没有连接在这个。
I don't care, right? I just call the city hall. They just clean up the whole thing.
它就会倒下来。
But now it's different.
但我可以
打电话。The tree come down on my house,
叫
and lock off the hydro line.
我上班的地方我是可以叫城市管理局来弄走这个，但是我现在我住的那个地方，现在我就被困在外面了。
It's not the whole area. It's only the tree in front of us.
不是说整个片区，就是偏偏就是这个树。
It came down, lock off the hydro line. I find out actually two or three already hanging there. It's dangerous.
就是电没了，而且
That's why they came in fix it right away.
树还挂在这个电线上，挺危险的，所以他们来了就赶紧就处理好这些。
What do I do at home right now? I can do nothing.、Right?
我想说，哦，糟了，我在家里能做什么？什么都做不了。
But here, Psalm 127 tells me.
在这里面127章里面。
God wants you to learn something. Apart from me, you cannot do nothing.
学一点。如果你离开了神呢，你就什么都做不了。
Now you cannot do that. I cannot fix the hydro line.
啊，我不能修好这个电，对不对
？I cannot be impatient, try to hurry the whole thing.
我不可能就是因为很紧急啊，要赶紧做什么了。
I can do nothing basically.
我什么都做不了，基本上。
I have to pray and rely on God.
我只能祷告依靠神。
And the Bible said here one interesting thing is the
这个很有趣，这边讲的。
God has been watching over your house for a long time.
神在看守你的家已经很久了。
And you take it for granted.
但是你以前都想当然的。
God is helping you for a long time. You did not give him thanks.
一直在帮着你，但你从来不感谢他。
God has been blessing us from grace to grace, and we feel guilty. I mean, feel greedy.We want more.
神给我们恩上加恩，我们
却 We are not content with what we have.
我们却从来不知足。
Here, very interesting.
这里很有趣。
And the Bible said, "You don't do."
圣经说
"Don't need to do anything."
你什么都不用做。
Actually, it's good.
其实
You just sleep. You just sleep.
他说你就睡觉。
Here it says right here.
这里说的。
The last one, you read that one more time.
后面你清晨早起，夜晚安歇，是劳碌得来的本是枉然，唯有耶和华所亲爱的必叫他安然睡觉。
I find out I need sleep.
He grants sleep to those he loves.
The situation forced me to just sleep and rest.
这整个我什么都不用做，我就睡觉了。
That day is the best day.
因为那天是最美好的一天，对我来说。
I feel so fresh.
我充满了这个。
I don't worry anything because God tell us, okay, you just sleep. You know, you don't have to worry a problem. It's not your problem. You cannot fix it anyway.
神说这个你就睡觉吧，你什么也做不了，你就睡就好了。
Sometimes do nothing is better than you do something because God wants you to rest.
很多时候呢，我们不如就什么都不用做。
Resting in Him.
神要让你好好的休息。
Resting in Him instead of striving.
这个在他里面呢。 好好的安息呢，好过于你拼命的想要做什么。
Resting him is better than stress yourself out.
在他里面呢，如果你拼命的想要做什么的话，就会让你自己都会累垮。
Worry too much.
所以你太多担忧了。
Then,
这样的话呢
，What happened is
会发生什么呢
？When I got up,
你知道吗？我睡觉。我当我睡好了起来了，他们什么都弄好了。
Everything become normal again.
什么都恢复正常了。
Sometimes you have to listen to God. Don't do nothing.
时候呢，你要听神。
Doing nothing is doing everything.
不用做什么。
Because God wants you, don't want you to interfere.
神不要，神有的时候甚至不要你去参与那些东西。
So the a lot of things is you just pray.
所以很多时候你就祷告。
Read the Bible.
读圣经
，fellowship with God，
跟神交流。
When every day you face around 30 to 100 problem according to CNN，
每天你有三四十样的这个问题。
And if you are smart, just pray.
根据这个 CNN 的这个统计。
And do what you can.
但如果你聪明一点的话，你就祷告。
You don't anticipate the problem.
你不要去一直在看着那些问题。
And this afternoon we're about evening.Evening worry about tomorrow.
这个下午担心这个晚上，晚上担心明天。
And then you worry about your child.
这样的话呢，哦，你又会担心你的儿女。
Why don't we be smart, be effective? Pray for a few minutes. God will take care of your child.
为什么不聪明一点呢？就是更有效一点呢
？Why not we pray a little bit, two or three minutes? Ask God to take care of our boyfriend.
为什么我们不为我们的儿女我们的男朋友祷告一下呢就花两三分钟时间
He's not going to listen to you anyway
这些孩子
Like my wife
这孩子们你看像我太太她不会听我的
But God they will listen to God because God can move their heart
但是如果是神会动他们的心的话他们就不得不服从
You spend 100 hours trying to change your wife or your husband
你花了一百次的这个机会想要去改变你的丈夫
Why don't you leave it to God?
为什么你不交给神呢
Pray for 5 minutes
祷告你就五六分钟祷告一下
God can do much more than you can do
神其实他有更能够做完成这些事情比你更能够
And Jesus talking about something a smart living
其实耶稣教的是活得聪明点
Smart living is read the Bible. This is the right thing to do. 聪明 instead of trying every wrong, everything wrong thing.
是，就聪明一点呢，活得聪明一点呢，你就是不要去弄那些，就是其实很错乱的那些东西。
The first thing, don't look around the people, look around the world, try to get help. Everything. The first thing before you do anything, just go straight up.
首先你就是不要去看这个周围很多的事情你想要去整那些东西
Not only straight up keep it up pray to God
祷告神
Just a few minutes
就是就几分钟而已
Actually you don't have more minutes because your boss is behind you
其实你也没有很多时间因为老板在你背后
Because the sky train is coming
因为那个地铁来了 ，Sky Train 来了，天车已经来了。
Or maybe the loan officer is telling you, okay, you don't get the loan.
或者说你的那个
you don't even have time to complain.
他们说你贷款拿不到，反正很多你是得不到的东西。
Be a smart Christian in Christ means pray the kind of prayer.
做一个聪明的基督徒就是祷告。
In Jesus' name, pray. That's connect.Remain in Christ.
奉耶稣的名来祷告，这样你就连接在耶稣基督里面。
Because Christ's name is powerful.
因为耶稣的能力是大的。
God has obligation to answer you, even your wrong prayer.
神会首先听你的祷告。
Because God wants to listen to you.
即使你的祷告
是错。The purpose of prayer is God wants to hear from you.
但是这个目的是神要听你的声音。
Everything is possible with Him. He wants to get your attention. That's why sometimes God has to give you trouble because you don't get.
在他没有难成的事
But if you are smart
如果你聪明
You talk to God 30-40 times God does not have to give you any problem
你跟神三四次有跟他有对话他不会给你什么
Because before the problem come you pray already
因为你已经祷告了这些问题麻烦来的时候
You don't anticipate the problem You just pray about the problem
你不需要去一直去想着这些问题和困难
God, tonight I'm very tired, you know, and help me, give me some strength.
祷告到神的面前来。
And God is the source of strength, health, everything. So,
神是那个力量的源头。
And you don't have joy, but the Holy Spirit is joy. The fruit of Spirit, love, joy, peace. God give me joy.
神是喜乐。
And God will give you joy, give you strength, give you love, all these things.
喜乐，神会给你爱。
The example I use is my son's in Japan doing some business.
给一个例子，我的儿子在日本。
You know, it's so difficult to do business in Japan.
你知道在日本
almost impossible.
做生意很难，几乎是很难，不可能。
Even Walmart, with tens of millions, billions of dollars, they withdrew from Japan.
你知道那个沃尔玛在日本都丢了这个几亿的这个。几千万几亿的这个钱都没了。
But I asked my Bible study to go pray for my son. I did not pray for his business, pray for his health.
但是我叫我的那个一起那个查经祷告的那个小组为我的儿子，不是为他的生意，为他的健康祷告。
Pray for his well-being.
为他的这个邻里的健康祷告。
Pray for protection, safety.
就为他的安全祷告。
Each week we have three group Bible study.Each week, they pay only probably no more than 2 minutes, 1 minute for my son. Remain constant.
他们为我的儿子祷告也就两分钟。
You know what? Over the last 4 years, my son not only very healthy, his business is growing.
但是那个过去几年来，我的儿子很健康，他的生意还不错。
And he sent me a video. He said, "This is a minor miracle. We can do something in Japan."
发视频给我说，他说这个简直是个神迹啊，在这个日本。
不是神迹 ，it's a mini miracle.
就是小小奇迹。
He does not believe God. He think he created mini miracle.
他是不信神的，他是觉得这是我创造的奇迹。
But also he knew, I always told him, our whole church praying for you.
但是我要让他知道说是我们很就小组大家在为你祷告的。
Don't be arrogant.
所以你不要骄傲。
Because God is helping you.
因为是神在帮助你。
Because God listened to prayer.
因为是神听祷告的。
He said, oh, no, I created it.
他说哦，没有，是我厉害了。
That's okay. Like the little child, you know. I asked my son to help me to move the stone, you know, to fix the step of the in front of the house. He moved. Actually, most of the time I move 95%. He moves only 5%.
就像我的孩子。
He said he moved the whole thing.
就像我的儿子还小的时候，他在搬，就是我们家门口那些石头。他说那个石头都是他搬的，其实都是我搬的。
I could have done it in two hours. Because of him, I have to do it 3 hours.
就是我花了三个小时的时间。
Don't think you can help God. God does not need your help. God need your prayer.
就是神要的是你的祷告。
He need to talk to hear your voice.
他要听你的声音。
What you talk about to him is nonsense most of the time.
就是你说的内容其实都是
Because you don't know what you need.You don't know the future. You don't know what situation. You don't know what the supplier do. You don't know what your boss say.
就是对你，因为你不知道你的老板，不知道这个世界上的这些情形，所以你的很多祷告都是无稽之谈的内容。
So fellowship is important. That's why the early disciples spent most time on prayer and fellowship and read the Bible.
但是这个连接，这个祷告非常的重要。你多点时间在主里面去跟他有这个交流。
If it's your prayer.Your child will be safe in school. You don't even have to worry.
你祷告，你常常祷告的话，为你的孩子祷告的话，他会很安全。
If you have small child, you say, God, help my child, you know, in the public school, because public school is rough.
因为在这个这个公校里面很多麻烦的这个事情，你就为他祷告。
You don't even believe your prayer sometimes.
甚至很多时候你都不相信你的祷告。
But God listens.
但神仍然听着。
And he will do what's the best for your child.
他会做最好的。
When someone tried to bully him, and suddenly, you know, for some reason, he changed his mind.
你知道很多那些霸凌的那些很坏的那些小孩，忽然间他们思想也改了。
If you pray a lot of things, you don't know what happened, but God knows what happened. God is doing a lot of things behind you.
所以你不知道是很多的这些事情，但是神在背后在做。
Be a productive Christian. Pray a few minutes. With so little time, you can accomplish so much. Why not just do it?
所以我们要做个高效的这个基督徒。
Don't waste time trying to change your wife, change your boyfriend, change this. Just every day pray 1 minute. I tell you, it's much more effective than you try to change him for 10 hours.
不要自己去想着要去改变这个改这个人改变那个人，你很多时候你花了十个小时去想要去改变别人，还不如花一分钟祷告。
That's why C.S. Lewis, the fellowship is the most important, because you pray, you read the Bible, and you talk to God, and the Holy Spirit will help you. You don't even know what you pray, but the Holy Spirit will correct your prayer to present the right prayer to God.
这就是那个 C.S. Lewis 说的，就是你很多时候你祷告的话呢，你都不知道自己的祷告是什么，但是当你到神的面前来祷告，圣灵呢他会修正你的祷告带到神的面前，就是罗马书第八章里面讲的。
I remember when my son was more, you know, he think everything is easy, right?
儿子还小的时候他觉得什么都很简单。
Because all he's open his mouth, the fruit come, okay? And when he talk, you know, people give something to him.
因为他一张嘴就有东西吃，然后
And one day we go to
one day
we go to bowling, you know, those.
有一次我们去打那个保龄球。
And he looked at all these other people.
他看别人。
You guys don't know how to do bowling.
他说你们都不知道怎么打保龄球。
He's only that high. That's only four years old. He said, "Let me show you."
三十岁，我说我来教你们怎么打保龄球，你们都不会。
Child is arrogant. They don't know what they're talking about.
小孩子就
we just laugh. We just
骄傲的，他不知道的。
But another child is different. Another child say, "No, you don't know. I know."
但是别的小孩说不，你不懂，我才懂呢。
They fight.
他们就打起来了。
But my son is stronger.
但是我的儿子还强壮。
My son grab his ball and throw it on the floor.
更强壮一点，是抓着他的保龄球扔地上。
You don't know.
就是你给我滚。
See.God is looking at a child fighting each other.
神就是看着这小孩子互相打架。
We are like child to God.
其实我的
是
有的时候
chapter 14,
我们就跟这小孩子一样，在
We fighting for the nonsense.
在格林多前书里面讲的，就是我们就是会为这些毫无荒谬的这些东西在互相打斗。
But you know God still enjoying you.
但是你知道吗？神仍然
love it.
很爱我们，他就喜悦我们。
Because you pray.
因为我们祷告。
And my son then come to me, "Hey, daddy, how to do it?"
儿子问我说，爸，你是怎么做到的？
I tell him, "Just hold this, okay, do it this way."
我说你看，这样来扔。
Then I won't say, "Hey, you don't know, you know nothing, you're too arrogant, you're proud, you know this, I apologize to you." No, you don't do that.
我们不会说，你这个骄傲的这个家伙，你要忏悔。
God loves you because you're his child, he's going to do something.For you, no matter what,
爱你，他要为你，他想要帮助你。
Even you don't love him, he still love you.
即使你不爱他，他仍然还想要帮助你。
Because the Bible said, Romans chapter 3:3 talk about your unfaithfulness will not nullify God's faithfulness.
就是罗马书里面讲到说，即使你不相信神，也不会让神成为是毫无功效的。
Because God is faithful.
因为神是信实的。
God knows, you know, our child is not very faithful.They see the ice cream, they don't want God anymore. They don't want daddy anymore.
神知道这个，就像我们很多时候就像小孩一样，一看到冰淇淋就什么都忘了。
You go to the mall, you see all kind of child crying. What?
你去那个 mall 里面，你就像看到很多小孩
I want this,
都在哭一样。
You know,
他说我要这个，我要那个。
Right? It's the wrong thing, but God knows what we want, and also God enjoy when we are child. But we cannot be a child forever.
知道我们要什么，他也看我们也知道我们像小孩子。
We cannot just
不能一直都在当小孩。
We cannot be an immature Christian forever.
我们不可能是说我不愿意成熟，永远都不愿意长
大。We cannot say don't do fellowship forever.
我们不可能是说我永远都不要跟神有任何交流。
We cannot remain. We cannot say I don't want to remain in God forever. God going to do something to bring you over.
但是神呢，他是想要你藏在他里面，他要把你带回来。
That's why pain is necessary.
这就是
your pain will
这就是为什么痛苦
draw your attention
必须的
when you are painful.
因为痛苦呢，它会把我们带回到神的面前来。
When you are enjoying yourself,
当你只是
it's not painful, you are happy, you will never get back to God.
当你自己觉得很舒服、很爽快的时候，你不会想到神的。
That's why
这就是为什么
God must give us.Pain
神会让我们经历
一些
痛苦，好让我们
back to Him, in order to enjoy the real truth.
回到神的面前，才可以明白他的真理。
So fellowship is very important. Partnership is God going to partner with you. It's not you do something, actually God will do with you. Actually, he do the 80% or even 90%, you do the 10%.
这个跟神交流很重要。另外一个就是讲到跟神这个同门连接的这个关系，他很多时候其实他做了80%，我们最多就做
80%。But we don't have time today talk about the partnership.
但我们没有
很多时间
讲这个。
Because take another half an hour to do that.
没有很多时间去讲这个跟神同门合作的关系，这个会花另外半个小时来讲。
If we can do two things, remain in Him, read the Bible, pray whatever prayer, many times a day.
但如果你就做两件事情。多多祷告，读他的话语，在他里面。
You already connect to God.
你就已经跟神连接在一起了。
We can sleep. You can sleep more.
你就可以多点睡。
You can rest more.
好好的睡觉。
And
更多的休息。
And not only that, the result is bearing fruit because God will do things for you more effectively.
不仅如此，神为你做事更有效率。
Instead of you worry about your family or children, you just say, God, spend 1 minute.When you're taking your lunch at work, God just help my husband, my son, everything. I don't know what they need. I can, maybe they need this, maybe I give it to you.
你为家人担忧，为这些事情担忧，还不如你在工作休息的期间，你就花一点时间来祷告。
First Peter,
神啊，我不知道我的丈夫、我的孩子怎么样，但你就祷告。
First Peter chapter 5 talking about cast all your burden to God.God wants you to
be the
roll
everything. 第一章里面是说，把你的一切忧虑卸给神，就是
not just half,
丢到神的面前。
He wants the whole load.
他是不是说是一半的忧虑，而是全部的忧虑。
He wants the truck load of your worry. Pass it to him.
一大卡车的全部倾倒给他。
But we don't do that.
但我们却不这么做。
Even we put it on the truck.
甚至我们倒在这个这个卡车里面。
And God says, "Let's go." Then you still holding the
神说
the problem. You still holding all this heavy stuff.
所以说我们走吧，但是你仍然还抱着那一堆的这个忧虑。
Let go.
要让他走吧，让他去吧。
Because the Bible command you cast all your burden to him because he cares about you.
神说你要把这个忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你。
That's called true fellowship.
这才叫真正的跟神这个交流。
If you follow God's way,
如果你
connect to the wife,
神的道路。
Fellowship,
跟他连接在一
起, aim at God,
跟他有个
交流, know He is powerful,
定睛在他里面,
He is all knowing, all powerful,
他是全知全能,
you don't need to worry, He's everywhere, He takes care of your children,
他在任何地方都
在, and He is a God of tomorrow,
他会照顾你的儿女,
then all you need to do every day is
他知道你的明天,
pray and aim at God and sleep well.
所以每天需要做的就是祷告,
that's all you need to do,
好好睡觉,
sleep more.
这样你就可以更多好好的事情。
Let God do the heavy load.
让神来做大头的事。
Let Him carry the heavy stuff.
让他来带走那些很重的那些东西。
You know what? God's very happy because you trust Him.
你知道吗？神很
高兴。God is very happy. You do that.
因为你相信他，你信靠他，他为此而高兴。
When you try to do things, everything is busy, you know, and look around people, look.
但是
，and without talking to Him,
不是你每天都看着这些东西很忙。
He is waiting for you to come in.
等你，他等你。走到他面前了。
He waiting for you to lock the door.
他等你去敲门。
He rather you don't do nothing and go to him. God, that's all my thing. I believe you can take care of that. You know what? He's going to take care of that.
就是你要到他的面前的时候，你让他来，来帮你掌管这一切。他会为你掌管这一切。
You say so many worries, so many hours, so many things. Your life become effective because you know you follow God's way to do things.
你不如到他的面前来的话，你的工作任何各个方面的事情都会很有效率。
And he also will reward you because you trust in me.
他甚至赏赐你，因为你信靠他。
Because you trust in his love.
因为你信靠他的爱。
You trust in his caring.
你信靠他对你的关照。
You trust him, you know, that you claim his promise. I aim at God, all this will be okay.
你信靠他的应许，因为他的应许说，你要是信靠他的话呢，这一切都会好的。
So Jesus is saying, right, okay, connect to me, remain in me, aim at me.
所以跟我有个连接，藏在我里面。
You will find happiness.
你定睛在他的话，你会找到真正的。
If you aim at happiness，
但如果你是目的就是为寻找这个快乐
，you lose me，
你会失去神
，and lose happiness too。
你会失去，你不仅失去神
，simplify your life。
所以我们生活要简单一点。
Aim at God，
定睛在神
，pray to Him as much as possible，
向他祷告，就是
cast all your burden to Him，
向他祷告。把担子交给他
，because you are his children, he loves you. He's going to want to listen to your voice, listen to you coming to him, trust him.
听你的声音，他希望我们信靠他。
And that is something we must learn to God. I just want you. I don't want to give. I want to give.
学习的，我们说神啊，我要你。我要的是给礼物的人，不是给礼物，不是那个礼物。
Then your life will much more productive, easier, and much happier. You can sleep more for sure.
这样你的生活就是非常有效率，而且你会睡得很好。
Today I think we better stop here.
我想我们可能今天就先到这里好了。
What time is now?
11:42.
Oh, it's so.
It's good.
Yeah. And I think the important thing.You get the message.
重要的就是你们已经领受到信息了。
Don't focus on people. Don't focus around. You pray directly to God. Ask Him for help. Even 30 times a day is okay because you face every 30 problem a day.
不是要看着旁边的人，而是你要定睛在神三四十次的这个祷告。
In my business, you at least face 10 difficult people every day. So tough.
在我的例子里面，就每天你要面对十个人是非常，那些都是很困难的事情。
In hotel business, last night someone got drunk.
在我们的
and don't sleep all night because you supposed to come to a hotel to sleep. He doesn't sleep. He walking around, round and round.
喝醉了，你看，你知道你他应该要睡觉，他不，他就走来走去，走来走去。
You talk to him. Come on now. Okay, that's 4 a.m. now. You still walking?
你跟他说，哎呀，
Why don't go to your room?
4 a.m. 了，你为什么不回去
睡觉？ He said, No, I cannot sleep. I still want to walk.
他说我睡不了。
I said, when you walk, keep your voice down. But you talk to him 10 times, he's still talking to himself, walking around.
他走来走去，那你就安静点嘛。他不，他又大声的说话，走来走去。
I don't want to be rough with him. I don't want to let him go. I just pray for him. Oh, suddenly,
但是我
he calm down.
我也不想说是跟他。
I talk to him for 15 minutes. I pray only 1 minute.
我跟他说了很长很长时间，但是我只祷告一分钟，他就安静下来。
Even God will take care of this kind.
所以神都会照顾到这样的人。
Right, so
是不是
you must do this because there's no use to talk about Christianity. God wants you to talk to Him, listen to Him, follow Him, ask for help because you cannot help that person. Let God help him.
神就是要你要去向他祷告，跟神交流。
When you pray for someone, you have compassion instead of
祷告的话
or treating him like negatively. You actually treat him positively now.
这你知道，当我祷告之前我对他还是很负面的，但我祷告以后对他会有个正面的一个看见。
Maybe he has a problem with the wife.
也许他跟他的太太
The wife just kicked him out.
他可能他的太太刚把他踢出来吧。
He has to talk.
他不得不有得要讲。
He'll die if he doesn't talk.
不然的话他不说话他会死的。
You don't know what's the problem.
这是他的忧虑。
Why don't you just let go? Let God take care of that.
是什么事情 你不如就把这事情给放开了。
When I preparing all this today, because there's so many material, I was sitting in the hospital, the coffee shop in the hospital, right beside the hotel.
我在我上班的那个地方，那个咖啡店里面。
When I sit down,
信息的时候
there's another guy just right beside me.
我坐下来，旁边有。
He talking so loud with the phone.
他打电话声音。
Foreign language, too, I don't know.
他不知道。
I cannot study. I said, God, I cannot study.
他的声音很大，我听不懂他的话。我说神啊，他声音太大，我没办法。
Okay, I was about to get up to talk to him. My fellow human being, right? Okay.
我
Can you lower your voice when you are talking?
准备想要跟他说。
Excuse me, I need to study.
人类同伴，
You're talking too loud. You're talking too loud.
你说话声音太大了。
But God said that's a better way to do that.
但神说你有个更好的办法。
Tamara, what's the better way?
Tamara 是什么最好的办法？祷告，让神来掌管。
Suddenly, because I'm preparing, why don't I pray? Remain in God first.
我就是我今天准备。
You don't have to get angry because you talk to him, start to get angry.
你没必要跟他这个讲。
讲话的话，这个会互相会很生气。
He start to you know defend himself, then suddenly we swearing over each other.
你看他会这个为自己辩护啊，两个人就会。
I pay only two minutes.
所以我就祷告两分钟而已。
Suddenly he turn off his phone.
突然间他的手机就。
Not only turn off phone, he's gone. He left.
他手机放下来，他走开了，他走了。
Because God listen to prayer, not only listen to prayer. When two people agree to pray on something, God is going to answer.
不仅听祷告，其实真的两三个人一起来奉耶稣。
Not only that, even today we don't have too many people. When two or three people gather together, God is among us.
今天真的是我们两三个人就是一起来祷告的话，神会在我们的中间。
I just hope you follow Jesus.
真的，我们盼望。
Remain in Him.In Christ, mean you remain in Him, but that's still meaningless until you apply in your life.
但是，不然的话，你这些东西都是虚无的，除非你住在
apply in your life
里面，把你的
tomorrow don't worry about your child, your children, your family anymore. Just pray.
明天你不要再为你的孩子那些忧虑。
Then the rest of time
带到祷告里面。
You just sleep, get rest.
你就睡觉。
Let God watch over them.
让神来照顾。
Because that's what the Bible said, 127. God will watch over you. Just sleep.
就是诗篇一百二十七篇里面讲的。
God will provide.
神会为你看守。
We are wasting so much time to argue, to fight all these things.
我们浪费了那么多时间在吵啊，在打。
Because we forgot there's a God there. He is the creator of the universe. He's everywhere. He's all powerful.
创造一切的主，他是全能的神。
Most of all, he loves you. That's the thing.
更重要是他爱你。
Because you're his child.
因为你是他的儿子。
And he commands you to pray to him.
他是要求你要为
这个事情祷告。And he also promised us you will be given.
他甚至应许说这些会给
我们的。Lock the door will be open for you.
叩门他就会给我们开门。会给我们。
And that's the promise.
这是他的应许。
That's 7,000 promise. Why don't we claim some promise?
有7,000个应许在圣经里面。
Live an effective life.
I tell
you what, if you do that, your husband will love you more.
我们，你知道吗？你的丈夫会更加的爱你。
Or your wife will love you more.
你的太太会更加的爱你。
And not only that, you have more time.
你会有更多的时间。
Long that you can sleep well.
不仅这样，你会。
Long that you don't worry too much because you cast all your burden to him.
你不需要担忧太多，因为你把担子都交给
神了。You know what? You become healthier.
你知道吗？你会更加的健康。
Your skin looks better.
你的皮肤会更好。
You don't have to buy any more cosmetic stuff.
你不需要去买那些美容产品了。
Suddenly, your husband tell you, "Hey."
突然间，你的丈夫说，哎。
Hey, you look good. What happened?
看起来很好啊，这怎么回事啊
？Which salon did you go?
你去哪个美发店
？Because your mental, your spiritual will affect the mental affect your being, your health.
因为你的思想意念呢，会影响你的健康。
Because you take up too much on yourself, stress yourself out.
因为你抓了太多的这个忧虑在你。
Resting in the wine, rooted in the wine, and because God loves you,
在他的枝子里面有安息。
Because God loves you, everything is possible.
神爱你的话，这一切就没有难成的。
Remember, He's your Father. The relationship makes the difference.
天上的父。
And you rely on the relationship, the giver. Everything will be okay.
这个关系会带来很不一样的这个改变。
May God glorify you.
在神是没有难成的事。愿神祝福你们。Amen. 谢谢 Duncan. Amen.